Okay, so I want to point out two nakudas over here. This tekufa, obviously, whenever there's a tzar in Klal Yisrael, we understand that there's a veiris, there's something which we need to be attacking. The Shir Reb Chaim told me many years ago, idea of trying to use mita keneged mita and figure out exactly what was the source of the aveira and what was the issue. We don't have the madrega to be able to figure that out. Exactly mita keneged mita, this is keneged that, etc. But we all know we have the areas which we have chesrenus we need to work on. So that on a individual level, each person should try and correct areas which he thinks he needs to work on. Obviously, this is a situation of sorrow for Klal Yisrael and for the world, both in the medical sense and the financial sense, that there's people's pranosa which is being affected and there's people's lives which are in danger, whether it's somebody which we know personally or it's just members of Klal Yisrael. Obviously, this is a tremendous sorrow for Klal Yisrael. So each person should find one nakuda or something which he wants to be metaken and try and work on that. The Bali Musa always talk about the idea that a Kabbalah should be something small because it should be emes. I'm really going to change something, and not just in a minimal way, but I'm really going to make some small change. The mile of a small change always seems to be like, you know, I'm coming to Kodesh Baruch with a terrible gzera and saying, you know, I'm being more mocked by a benching from a sitter. Why is that? Why does that work? So the Telz Rav and the Shmuz says that if you understand the godless Adam, he says, let's say you picture a soccer field, a gigantic soccer field, and it's covered with sesame seeds. And the sesame seeds, there's one layer of sesame seeds in the field. The reality is that there's billions of sesame seeds there, but you almost can't see them because sesame seeds are so small. So you add a second layer of sesame seeds on top, you almost can't see the difference in the height. But the reality is you've added billions of sesame seeds because it's spread out over so much. Every human being is connected to all the olamos. Every human being has tremendous kaychas. Every human being represents a chelik of the purpose of the bria. That's why the Russian Buddha is here. And if we make a mashu of growth, we went up one sesame seed high, but it spread out over all of the lamas. That's a tremendous change. He says, and the mashal is not even perfect, because in the mashal, the bottom layer remains the same. But the human beings, whatever you add, the mashu that you add, you're a different person. You're not the same person as you were before. Say, an honest change is a tremendous accomplishment and in the individual level. On a tzibritical level, there's, Rav Chaim Kanievsky mentioned the idea of working on the idea that people feel there's elements of isolation to many people. So that calls us to do chesed, to reach out to others, but also it reminds us of the concept of isolation. The Torah talks about, which is the isolation which comes with through Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara puts people into their own small olam because they lose their friends, they lose the connections. As therefore, as much as we seem to blame everything on Lashon Hara nowadays, and maybe that's because it's true, but in this specific instance, he says he feels that there is elements of, we can mamash see the Yad Hashem calling us to make that change. So there's two nakudas, the idea of being more aware of others and reaching out to them on a theoretical level. Specifically now, but in general, that's the one nakuda. And the second nakuda, he says, is that the idea that we don't want to be doing the opposite of pushing somebody into his being separated from the tzibur. And the punishment of the mitzvah is therefore he is also isolated and separated, and therefore gives him time to make his bainin to realize that the pain that causes. So we're not pointing a finger at anybody who's in a situation like that, that's why he has this problem. But in the general nakuda, he sees that as being something to work on. One last point I want to mention, which is a different nakuda. I've been asked multiple times over the last few days the idea of going to minyanim, etc. Should we listen? You know, should we go to minyanim, not go to minyanim, etc. So I want to just say what I feel about this nakuda. One doctor said this, and I've had this in my own way many times. You know, someone will ask me, Shaila, and I'm eating Yom Kippur, and they listen to me because, you know, listen to the Rav. Chilul Shabbos, they listen to me. And all of a sudden it comes to, like, you know, issue of a moment is, you know, maybe not. I said, you know, if you trust me on Chiyuvei Skil and Chorus, you should probably trust me on the Yisr of Gezel also. The doctor said, you're trusting me on these Inyanim, but whether you should have a minion together, all of a sudden, I know better, it's important to have a minion. So it's a strong nakuda, that But that being said, there's another lakuta, which is din of mechusa dinu. Now, the din of mechusa apply over here, you're going to get a major argument, a major machlokes. What are the klalim of din of mechusa? But I just want to clarify one point. There's a Rashba who talks about this issue of a city making different takanas, and he ties it to a sugya in the Gemara Bavas in the first parak, that there's a koyach for members of a group, of a guild, let's say, of the workers, of making different takanas that everybody has to follow, based on one member, you would elect representatives, and they would make the representatives would make takanas as they saw fit. By the fact that you live in that group and you work with that group, and you've elected these representatives, you're bound to follow the takanas that they make. So I understand the Rashba takes that concept and applies it from the case of a guild, which is a union of a different type of umnas, but he applies it to a city and apply to Medina as well. So a democracy, which is based on that, we elect these people, they represent us, and we are now bound, according to the Rashba, Medina the Gemara, to listen to the takanas that they make. Whether that's going to override the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's a beautiful thing that the Klal Yisrael really cares about Tefillah B'Tzibur, and it's a tremendous pain that we don't have Tefillah B'Tzibur. And when we need tefillahs, we're lacking Tefillah B'Tzibur, and that's very painful. That just means that we need to make our tefillahs yachid better. On a personal note, there's one last point, then we'll start. Remember the Teshuvah, where he's asked a shayla, that a person asks him a shayla, he finds he davens better b'yachidus than b'tzibur. He has more time to think, he has more time to work on himself, etc. So maybe, is he allowed to daven b'yachid and not daven b'tzibur? And Remember says, as long as you can mechaven, at least the first bracha b'kavana, tefillah b'tzibur has a milah. And that's v'pasens halacha l'maaseh, Remember Shah's psak on that. Now, I just want to point out that I personally found that that's true. You have more time to think and to absorb. With the tzibur, you're sort of bound to the time frame of the tzibur, whereas b'yachidus, you're not bound by that. So we should take advantage of that. As much as we're missing tefillah b'tzibur, we should take advantage of that. Our tefillah should be with more kavana, with more hisponus, and give ourselves more time. We're not running anywhere. We're saving all the time of the traveling, so let's use that for our tefillahs. Okay.